You had rented 3 go-karts for the party. I would never do that. Maybe I'd rent a pony.
The trouble started fast and furious.
When we were watching TV, we heard a loud boom.
When they came down the street, they hit the side of your car.
That's correct, Your Honor.
Are they in a crash course with the judge?
I didn't ever go down the block or anything.
Listen, that's a lie. Your mother may buy that. This truth machine doesn't buy that.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Isabel Chavez and her father, Ephraim, are suing 17-year-old Tony Briggs and his mother, Hattie, for damage to their car when Tony ran into it with a go-kart.
Order. All rise. Yeah, this is case number 217 on the calendar, the matter of Chavez versus Briggs.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
Who's going to speak for you?
I am.
Tell me your name.
Isabel Chavez.
Who is this?
This is my father, Efrain Chavez.
This is what your lawsuit is about. You and the Briggs family are neighbors, not right next door, but you live in the same neighborhood. Miss Briggs was having some sort of party at her house, and as part of that celebration, according to Miss Briggs, she rented 3 go-karts.
Yes.
For the kids to ride in. One of the children that was riding in the go-kart was her son, that would be you, who's 17 years old, and was riding in that go-kart with your 3-year-old.
4-year-old granddaughter.
4-year-old was a passenger in the back, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
And your complaint is that when they came down the street, they hit the side of your car.
That's correct, Your Honor.
And you want them to be responsible.
Absolutely.
Miss Briggs was not present, correct?
No.
You were not present.
No, I was not present. I was...
Right. You were not present, so you don't know what happened.
Right.
And this is not the 4-year-old, clearly, so no. She was not present. Is that correct?
No.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You were not present.
No, I wasn't.
Was your father present?
No, he was not.
Who was?
No one.
No one? So no one saw this happen?
No.
So now, why don't you tell me why you're suing them?
I am suing, Your Honor, because April 6th, it was a Saturday afternoon, like we said, they were having a party.
April 6th.
Exactly. And I was in the living room with my mother. My dad was in his bedroom in the reclining chair. Our windows faced the street. So when we were watching TV, we heard a loud boom. My dad got up out of his reclining chair, and he yelled to us in the living room, and he said, someone hit our car.
No, you can't tell me what he said. He can tell me. Did you see anyone hit the car, sir?
He doesn't understand any English.
He doesn't understand any English. That's terrific. So how am I supposed to inquire of him? Why don't you have a seat? Keep going. Don't tell me anything your father says.
I also heard the boom.
You heard a boom, and?
And so we went outside.
Who went outside?
Me and my father. We went out into our gate just to find Tony Briggs, the minor son, had T-boned our vehicle, our Chevy
Cavalier. How do you know that?
Oh, when I went outside, I saw him still in the T-bone position, trying to do the reverse and try
to... So you saw him with his car touching yours?
Yes.
Had you known him from before?
No, I've never seen them.
And tell me who was in the car with him.
It was a 3 to 4-year-old little baby with a huge helmet that did not fit her properly.
Is your sister wearing a helmet?
My niece, yes.
Your niece?
Yes.
So she was wearing a helmet?
Yes, ma'am.
Whose helmet?
She was wearing the company's helmet.
So the company that your mom rented these go-karts from sent a bunch of helmets?
They sent enough for each motorbike.
They sent the helmets?
Yes.
Were you wearing a helmet?
No.
He wasn't wearing a helmet?
No, he was not.
Well, you both agree with that? But your niece was?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, there you go. So you weren't wearing a helmet, your niece was. And then what happened?
So then when I proceeded, I asked him, what are you doing? You're trying to leave. And he didn't pay no mind.
He didn't say anything to you?
He didn't say anything. He
Why just didn't wanted- you say anything to her?
Your Honor, when I was driving the thing, I turned all the way around in the middle of the street. I didn't ever go down the block or anything.
Listen, that's a lie. Your mother may buy that. This truth machine doesn't buy that.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
Let's see what you both agree with. She never saw you before. She was able to identify not only you, but a little girl who was sitting in the back with a helmet on that was a little too big for her, and you weren't wearing a helmet. What do you think? She's making that up? She's fantasizing about that?
I have pictures,
Just a second.
Your Honor.
You think she's fantasizing about that? Now, your mother may buy this baloney that you're telling her. Don't tell it to me. I don't love you like your mother does. Shh. I don't love you like your mother does. Mm-hmm. Do you understand?
I understand.
Great. You let him get away with giving you a lot of baloney, madam. He's embarking on the wrong path. If you let him get away with it, because I read your answer. You said, my son said he didn't hit their car. And if he says he didn't hit their car, he didn't hit their car. I'm telling you, he hit their car.
I don't think he did.
Listen to me. He okay. hit their car. I've been in the business for 40 years.
I 40. Understand.
40 years. I'm looking at his face. I know he hit the car. Mm-hmm. I know he hit it. How many other kids do you think, listen to me, I want you to be reasonable. Remove the fact that you're his mother for a minute.
Okay.
How many other people do you think were riding down that street in a go-kart that day with a three-year-old in the back seat wearing a helmet and the person sitting in the front wasn't wearing a helmet? How many other people?
Three.
20?
Three.
30? 40?
Three.
So that you had rented three go-karts.
Right.
Listen to me. You had rented three go-karts for the party.
Yes.
And so you think one of the other people might have hit her car. No, I'm just asking you.
No, I don't.
Well, then which three people were driving around in go-karts on the street?
Three people from my birthday party were driving.
Three people from your birthday party.
Right.
So there were three other people. And you said one of the other. So the other two, not him, stand up. Straight. Not him. Two other people. Other cousins, other kids his age? Listen to me.
That were driving?
Yes.
No, they were older.
They were older.
Mm-hmm.
Any of them driving with the little kids in the back?
All of them.
All of them?
Yes.
Great. Who rented these trucks?
I did.
Then you're responsible. I don't care who did it.
Okay.
I don't care who did it. If you rented them, you're responsible for the damage to her car.
Okay.
Whether it was your son or one of the other guests that you gave the go-kart to. That's your responsibility. You chose to give them a vehicle where they could damage other property. You're responsible. But I'm telling you, he did it. And you want to make an excuse, you're going to pay either way.
Okay.
Good. You're now assuming. Let me see the damage to your car.
The agreement that she signed, that she's 100% liable.
What do you mean she signed an agreement?
She signed the agreement with the go-kart company.
Yes, I did.
Just a second. Hold on. You mean this agreement that she signed on behalf of anybody that she lets ride?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, she's responsible. Mm-hmm. I know she's responsible. I don't even need an agreement. Mm-hmm. I just told her she was responsible.
Right.
This is the go-kart?
Yes, that's the Gravedigger Monster Truck that was T-boned into our Chevy Cavalier.
Where did this picture come from?
I went into her Facebook and I printed a picture.
I don't want to take pictures from Facebook. All I want to do is see the damage to your car. Would you please, Bird, find the damage to her car? I don't want to look at a go-kart. I don't want to look at Facebook pictures. I don't want to look at anything else. I asked to see the pictures of the damaged car.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks.
You know, I just did a little essay for somebody. Somebody asked me to write a little essay about something. And the topic of it was responsibility. And I said, you know what? Unless we start teaching the next generation of people responsibility, taking responsibility for their own actions, stepping up to the plate, this country is going to become a really mediocre place. It used to be the greatest country in the world. If we allow people to stop pointing fingers and making excuses for both their actions and the actions of their families and children, we're going to become a second-rate society. It starts with him.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
The mistake was to rent three go-karts. I would never do that. Maybe I'd rent a pony and let somebody walk the pony with a pony person.
And later today.
So far, is all of that correct, Mr. Larson?
Yes, ma'am.
See, my memory is good. My hearing is lousy, but my memory is good.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Isabel Chavez says 17-year-old Tony Briggs crashed into her car while riding a go-kart on the street. Tony denies the charge.
Now, the damages are $1,213.66. The other part of your lawsuit is for harassment, and I'd like you to tell me about the harassment.
There was a lot of harassment that day. I have a video showing Tony Briggs harassing me and almost attacking me.
I'd like to see it.
I would too.
Madam, listen to me. There's only one attitude here, and that's mine, not yours. If your son told you the, listen, look here. If your son told you the truth that day, you wouldn't be here because I'm sure that you're a responsible lady. Yes. You're a responsible lady. And if your son said to you, Mom, I'm sorry, I lost control of the car. I'm sorry. We wouldn't be standing here today. She's inside her house. You made a mistake. Let me tell you what your mistake was. The mistake was to rent 3 go-karts.
Right.
Listen, that was your first mistake. I would never do that. I would never do that and let young people drive around in them. Never. Maybe I'd rent a pony and let somebody walk the pony with a pony person. But I wouldn't rent 3 go-karts because those 3 go-karts are serious business. They're not little tiny things that people are riding around and pedaling themselves.
Right.
They're serious business. So I wouldn't do that. You chose to do that. That's okay. And you signed something that said you're going to be responsible for any damages to the go-kart and any damages that they cause.
Right.
One of the go-karts caused damage to the car. There's no question about that. I'm telling you, he was driving it. Mm-hmm. He lied to you. Don't have attitude with her. Have attitude with him. Save your attitude for the right place. Otherwise, you are contributing to a mediocre America. Now, I'd like to see the tape.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's fine. That's fine.
Take a picture of me. Take a picture of me. Take a picture of me.
Yeah.
Go, Mom.
No, that's fine. No, that's fine. No, that's fine.
It, whose home is that?
That's my house.
How far is your house away from their house?
It's across the street and 2 houses down.
Why were you at her house? Stop talking to him. Was that you on the video?
Yes, ma'am.
What were you doing at her house?
They came down to my house and came and got me.
Got you for what?
They came to talk to me and said, asked me, did I hit their car?
Yes. So what did you go to their house for?
Because I was going back to talk to them.
That was talking?
Yeah.
See what I mean? I know you do. I'm looking at your face and I know you do. Has he ever been in trouble before?
No.
That's not true.
Yeah, that is.
No, that attitude's not the first time. That attitude's not the first time trouble. How are you related to him?
That's my brother.
Even you know that. Judging for the plaintiff and the amount of $1,200, the amount of damage to the car, that's bad behavior, but it's not going to be compensated in the court.
Thank you, Your Honor.
That's all. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Ladies are excused. You may step out.
I think justice has been served, and I'm very happy and satisfied.
I am very upset.
We found him T-boned into our car.
Man, when I was driving, it didn't go out of control or nothing.
There was no way of denying that.
I'm driving down the street, and then all I know, I stopped driving, come around, somebody be running after me, like, hey, 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 hey.
I went around there to see the damage to the car.
Like, scaring me, I'm getting mad. Like, what is this for?
That's when she verbally abused my daughter.
I can't recall yelling at the daughter.
Called her out her name, called her all kinds of things that I don't want to say on TV.
It don't matter. It don't matter no more. It's all over anyway.
Responsibility. Just own up to it and everything will be okay.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Stark versus Larson. Step forward.
Ernest Stark is suing former landlord-to-be Derek Larson for the return of money she prepaid for rent.
Ms. Stark, according to your complaint, you broke up with a boyfriend with whom you had been living and you were looking for a room to rent. You looked on the internet and you found a room that Mr. Larson was advertising in his home. You made a connection, you went over to look at the room, and you liked it. It was clean, place looked neat, Mr. Larson looked clean and neat, and you decided to take the room. The rent on the room was $550 a month.
Yes.
And Mr. Larson also requested a security deposit in the amount of $600. So far, is all of that correct, Mr. Larson?
Yes, ma'am.
See, my memory is good. My hearing is lousy, but my memory is good.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I'm telling you it's correct. Well, you don't tell me. Show me where you graduated from law school. Law school. Give me the name of the law school.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Ernest Stark says former landlord-to-be Derek Larson owes for the return of money she prepaid for rent. Derek claims
Erna took too long to move in.
Now, your complaint further goes on to say that it was in the month of April that you gave him the $600. You then came back, I believe, the next day or a day later and gave him the $550 for the first month's rent. Yes. So far, correct?
Correct.
And it was your intention to move in on the 2nd of May.
Yes, Your Honor.
So you had already paid him security and a month's rent. Then, according to you, you received a text message from Mr. Larson.
I text him first, Your Honor, to find out what's going on for the May 2nd, because we haven't talked since. So I want to know if the room is available for me to move, because I would like to different room than the other, so I would like help to move the furnitures from him. But then he answered me yes.
You got a text from him, and according to you, the text said that the room would not be available on May 2nd, not until the middle of the month. Do you have that text?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to see it.
So sorry, sir. I believe it's that one.
I'm not touching it because, you know, I touch it, it's going to go away. It just went away. I touched your hand. It went away.
I'll say, sorry.
See, I knew if I touched it, you would have blamed it on me.
It's just when it's go away, it's just this one thing right there.
Would you read that text out loud quickly, Bird, so before it goes away?
Hey, Erna, sorry I didn't get back to you yet, but I was waiting for word on escrow to close. It's a very small commission, but enough to pay you back.
I think that that comes probably, if I'm putting the pieces together, later on. First, she has to show me the text where he says she can't move in until mid-May. Oh, please, I want lunch.
Here you go.
Okay.
Read it fast before it goes away.
Yeah, sorry, Erna. I have kind of bad news. I got into an argument with my parents about the arrangement, and they want my roommate to wait to move until my...
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, what happened with your parents?
Well, they own the property.
And?
And we had already, this was about a month.
No, listen to me.
Yeah.
They own the property. Before he gets to it, you want to tell me what the text says? It says, I got into something with my parents and you can't come in and move until what day?
I basically
day?
Said,
until what day did you want her to move?
I told her that the property, I needed one more week.
No. What date did you tell her?
I didn't give her an actual date.
So you didn't give her an actual date?
I don't think it was May 2nd. It's my birthday. I think I remember if I gave her the date of my birthday.
You said, sorry, I had a problem with my parents.
Sure.
So that you can't move in on the day that you wanted to move in because it may have to be another week.
Right.
Is that right? You owe her money back.
No, that's not correct.
All of it. Oh, I'm telling you it's correct. Well, you don't tell me. Show me where you graduated from law school. Law school. Give me the name of the law school.
I didn't go to law school.
Well, that's why you do what you do and I do what I do.
That's right.
If you have a verbal contract with someone that they are going to rent a property from you, doesn't have to be in writing if it's for more than a year. However,
even if a month and a half has gone by,
she
doesn't move in. I pleaded with her to move in
listen
to the property,
listen
and she said
me.
No.
Listen
and she
to
said
me.
No, and then she said she's in an abusive
judgment
relationship.
Judgment for the plaintiff and the amount of $500 cut off his mic. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I'm really happy with what's the decision. That's my first time I ever gonna be living alone. So when I saw him first time and the pictures in the Craigslist, he was looked so nice and I thought, oh, he's a nice guy and professional. We even talking about church and everything. The house is really nice and everything, so that's why I was agreed to move and being roommate with him. When I come back, I saw him, I was so surprised. Because he looked like a wreck. He looked like he's really in a mess. It's totally different person than I saw him the first time. I believe maybe he got so much problems or something's going on. Thank you, Judge Judy.